It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Okay, whoa. Hang on, guys. We've only gone an hour and 20 minutes. I'll keep going. But I'm going to go. Let me get something straight here. How long are you guys ready to go? You want to go for another hour or two?
That was actually us in a 9 a.m. meeting when we hit the 9 o'clock hour.
Whoa.
You want to go 2 hours? No.
Joey, baby. Well, that was actually, you know what? This is what summed it up.
I have no idea.
He has no idea what is going on.
Wow.
You know, inside the White House, outside the White House, in his head, outside of his head, no idea.
You know, it's funny because I sat there and I watched it. It was kind of like primetime TV for me. I was trying to cook and watch TV at the same time. And I'm thinking, he hasn't called on anybody with a controversial question yet, and you're 10 reporters into it. When are you going to get to anybody from Fox? When are you going to get to anybody from Newsmax? And he didn't go to them until after that comment. How much further do you want to go? And then he was forced to go to little Peter Ducey.
Yeah, but only because he shouted out a question. That was the only reason why he got in.
Yelling. And then a long-lost friend of the show.
James Rosen. Remember him? We used to have him on quite a bit. He's back with Newsmax now. He got in a question. He was one of the best ones, too. Here he goes.
Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, so the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
The greatest answer to the greatest question.
I was like, okay.
I have no idea.
It's you know what? The funny part about it was we called exactly what he was going to say.
Yeah.
He said, I've outperformed what the expectations were. I was like, really? Who are you talking to? What have you done?
And he did turn into Angry Joe quite a few times. We'll be playing these throughout the morning for you. You don't need to listen to the actual prepared speech. You just need to listen to the live reactions when he does face questions, which is a rare thing. That's why anybody paid attention to this. It's his first press conference since, what, last March?
Since March.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, the first thing, though, the Democrats were putting out yesterday, the longest presidential press conference in history.
Slow.
That was the biggest takeaway. I'm thinking, okay, you know what? He didn't answer any questions other than he gave Russia permission to go and invade Ukraine. We don't care.
That was frightening.
I mean, really?
And apparently Ukraine is freaking out. So Trump was the Putin puppet, right?
Right.
Because he made a phone call with Ukraine, getting coming into office, or as Trump said, a perfect call. I made a perfect call. Biden just gave Russia the green light to go into Ukraine.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And there's absolutely no pushback whatsoever. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Just a little intrusion. That's all right. But as long as
it's a little incursion, we don't get involved with that.
Nah. Like, oh my goodness. And he says, "I did." What was the quote? I didn't overpromise. I outperform.
Sure he did.
I was like, wow. He got in a really heated argument with that guy over what he said in Atlanta in that speech.
Right.
What's the guy's name? Wegman? He's a correspondent.
Whoever he is. That doesn't matter.
But it was like, wow, he started yelling at him. I was like, go back and read what I said. I was like, whoa.
Now, the context is going back, the reporter was referring to Biden saying, if you don't vote for this voting rights legislation, and we compared him to and all this stuff.
As being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said and tell me if you think I called anyone who voted on the side of the position taken by Bull Connor that they were Bull Connor.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
Wow. Joe Biden, English expert.
Wow.
Checking in.
Wow. He basically, what he had said in Atlanta is if you didn't support his voting rights bill, then you fell into the same category as a George Wallace or a Bull Connor.
Right.
And, they were both horrific individuals when it came to segregation. And then he denied he said it. But, you know, you go back and look at the speech, that's exactly what he said.
Read what I said.
Okay, I did, and you said that. So I'm just saying.
Hey, here is another little tidbit.
Do you commit that she will be your running mate in 2024, provided that you run again?
Yes and yes.
They're not in his camp, just the Biden camp. They're not really talking about putting him out there again, are they? That's insane. That's abuse.
I was really surprised no one asked him that question yesterday. But there were so many others to get through.
I know.
I really enjoyed the part where he said, you know what? The American family, it's going to be tough to get through this inflation. But you know what? You'll get used to paying $5 for a gallon of gas or whatever the other explanation was, because you can still afford to pay your mortgage.
Right.
And I went, what? What are you talking about?
Spoken like a guy that became rich through politics.
I was like, holy cow.
He's completely out of touch, and he has been for 60 years.
It's going to be a tough road, and I'm trying to find, you know, other sources of energy. I'm like, well, stop shutting down pipelines, you yahoo.
Amazing. All right, we'll have more of that throughout the morning, but next, we got to get to this. This lady, this reporter in West Virginia, last week on the job, and she gets hit by a car on the air and handles it like a champ.
She's going to be wanted by, like, every network in America.
I hope so. The anchor back in the studio, by the way, absolutely no reaction.
Yeah, he's a dud.
We'll have the video up later, but you got to hear the audio. I think the audio is even more striking.
It really is. And then, well, and what she does to the person who hit her is even better.
She keeps saying, I'm okay.
It's amazing.
Anyway, we'll tell you about that one. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen and Bill. Keep it here. A little bit of news coming up again at 6:30. Karen, what are you bringing us?
Well, while Joe Biden is sending 400 million masks to Americans, you've got in Britain, they're lifting the mask requirements, mask mandates.
Amazing.
Vaccine passports, everything. And so this passenger on a flight from Miami to London last night on American Airlines refused to wear a mask.
Yeah, saw that.
Because he's going to London.
They don't have any mandates.
They turned the plane around over the Atlantic Ocean and came back.
Wow.
Unruly passenger. Messed up my life.
Anyway, that more coming up.
All right. Thanks, Karen. We'll see you at 6:30 for that. Speaking of the mask thing, if you missed it yesterday, found the exact audio of Boris Johnson making the announcement in the UK, and this is a big deal. I mean, this sent shockwaves throughout the world, because they're a world leader. This is how it went.
The government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
Much rejoicing.
From tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms and the department.
So,
wow,
what's happened almost 24 hours since? Other governments starting to look at this thing. They were looking for the first, like, toe in the water to see how this is going to go and the reaction.
Yeah, I wonder who follows suit.
I don't know.
I can't imagine anybody like a Canada or a France. I'm going to take them off the board.
Right. Or maybe, Australia, yeah.
Maybe Germany?
I don't know. They're pretty...
bad, too.
This is way, way off Trackistan. But did you happen to see the clip? It's in, you know, translated. It's a German TV talk show. They were talking to little kids. They're like little kids. 8 to 11. Say, how do you feel about the mass? You know, how do you feel about, you know, vaccines? I think we should arrest them if you don't get vaccinated. And the hosts are going, yes, yes,
wow,
yes, they should be taken away.
Talk about brainwashing.
It's the scariest thing ever.
Wow.
We should find that. It's really frightening.
Oh dear, no.
So culturally, if that's happening in Germany, yeah, I don't know about that either. That may take a while.
I don't know who else will follow suit. I can't imagine it's going to be Italy or Spain, because they were two of the worst countries.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe us.
It could be. I mean, I don't think.
I mean, out
we'll
of
be
everybody,
middle of the pack, I think.
Yeah. Well, Fauci said yesterday Omicron's going to be gone by the middle of next month. Be done. See you later. Bye.
Another big win yesterday. This was probably even bigger news domestically. Starbucks no longer requiring vaccinations for their employees.
That was a big deal.
Now, are they coming to their senses, or are they having a heck of a time trying to find employees to work there?
Well, I said 90%. Well, on the same token, they said 90% of their staff was already vaccinated. I was like, okay. They gave them until February 9th, so it was right around the corner. But I would assume that most of them had already been vaccinated because of that. You know, it was the before Biden's, you know, mandate lost in the Supreme Court.
Right.
So, yeah, they brought that up. I don't know. They announced on January 3rd it was going to take effect. So how many of those people went out and got vaccinated because they didn't want to lose their job?
Yeah, really.
That's amazing.
And then they're like, wait a minute, I didn't have to.
I know, after all that. I know. Especially if you got sick from one of the shots.
Right, exactly.
It's like, I'd be upset.
Anyway, the big doings in the COVID world yesterday. But in the meantime, we got to talk about this. This is incredible. We will have the video promptly up. You got to see it. But I think just the sound isolated is amazing on its own.
Yeah, her name's Tori Yorgi. Boy, what a name, huh? She works for West Virginia's WSAZ-TV. She was outside of a little town in West Virginia called Dunbar, where apparently there was a water main break. So the roads were slippery because of the water frozen on the roads. Here she is doing a live report, and then the worst thing in the world could possibly happen.
Yeah, and by the way, she's a one-woman crew. She says that in some of the audio here. She's camera, sets it up on a tripod. She's the reporter, sending it back to the studio. So it's just her.
Three's Tori Yorgi joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
I'm okay, Tim. Now, let's set the scene.
She's
it's a split screen. Her camera is still up. So there's just the background of where the car just went through. Split screen. On the left, you'll see Tim, the anchor, totally stone-faced. Yeah, doesn't know what to say back in the studio.
Has no expression whatsoever. Doesn't even ask. Like he's concerned, and I'm thinking, God, he must not like this girl or something. He's just stone cold. It's terrible.
All right, now there's a couple of things to listen for here. When she's comforting the lady that hit her in the car.
First, okay, Tori.
We're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that. I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's, one
sure
woman
you're
man.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good.
I also got hit by a car in college like this.
I'm thinking, boy, I wouldn't be standing next to this chick anywhere on a live report on a street anywhere. You could get mowed down.
What? How awesome is that, though? What a way to recover.
And then
she's comforting the lady.
Yeah, she comforts the lady. The guy at the anchor there, he's just a dud. And then she goes, okay, well, the reason I was here, and she keeps going, she does the report about this water main break. I'm dying. I'm thinking, boy, talk about dedication.
And she says there in between, it's her last week on the job at this particular station. She's probably getting out of TV anyway.
Either that or she's going someplace where there isn't any snow and ice so she doesn't get run over again. Jeez.
Jesus, the lady, you are so sweet.
And I'm thinking, boy, there goes that. Any potential lawsuit, you just kill that one off. But she's lucky she's alive.
It's okay. I got hit by a car in college just like this.
I'm thinking, and you're still doing it.
That is, that's shareable. You should check that. It's going to be on the Morning Show blog. I can almost guarantee, 99% guarantee. Diener's working on that now. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm watching him put it up, actually, so it'll be there shortly.
Amazing.
Makes every other employee in the world, including us, look like a bunch of putzes.
I know.
I was thinking, if that were me, I'd be like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, that would have been it for
the
day.
See you later.
No.
Bad day.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
That would have been it. We would have shut down shop for the day.
Come on. How many people continue to go on? This girl's really, it's quite impressive. That's dedication.
Outstanding.
Good for
her. Well, Joe Biden stuck around for at least an hour and a half yesterday.
It was the longest press conference by any president ever, Bill. He made history.
You know, it's funny. You know, it was really bad when they take, that's like the bragging point. That's
it
what
is.
They take about it. That and even CNN's reaction last night, they were beside themselves. They thought it was awful.
How did anybody think it was anything else?
I don't know.
I love the fact that he said he outperformed expectations, and I'm like, where?
Those are pretty low expectations then.
I'm thinking, geez, Joe, get with the program.
We've got more on that, and it appears as though NBC is not putting the full effort behind these Beijing Olympics.
Interesting, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
It's getting hairy over there.
It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. There's Jenna, Bill, and Bill O'Reilly's warming up a couple of minutes away. Stick around for that. Thank you, Katya, very much. The South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen, there's Diener, I'm Bill, and Karen's News coming up along the way. Got a lot of stuff, a lot of cuts to go through with Joe Biden from yesterday because, hey, he spoke for a long time, Jen.
History-making, Bill. He
spread
the longest press conference of any president ever.
Okay, whoa, hang on, guys. We've only gone an hour and 20 minutes. I'll keep going, but I'm going to go. Let me get something straight here. How long are you guys ready to go? You want to go for another hour or two?
Are they going to say no?
No. Then he said, I'll go 20 more minutes. And that was about it.
And then he had the color-coded picture ID reporters he was supposed to call on. He did not say, though, I'm surprised, I lost the prop bet. Didn't say I'm going to get in trouble.
No, he did not. However, he's funny because he didn't know what their names were. AP, look up, and it would be a guy. He was thinking it was going to be some girl, and it'd be some guy, and I'm thinking, okay.
Someone, please.
Someone answer from W. Where are you?
I'm looking for friendly fire. Friendly fire.
He didn't, other than after that point is when he finally, little Peter Ducey, stood up in the back. He was yelling a question, and he acknowledged his presence. But before that, they were all softball questions. No one challenged him.
That's the only way. That Kristen Welker from NBC, I think somebody said that she got six questions. Ducey didn't get any. The only reason he was heard from was he was yelling. He wouldn't like give up. And Biden didn't answer his question. He meandered
just
away.
Kept on going somewhere else.
Amazing.
Like, okay. So if you don't think those things are all staged, watch.
I will tell you, though, I think for the most part, I mean, listen, did they ask about the border? No. Did they ask about fentanyl? No. Did they hold his feet to the fire for Afghanistan? No. But they did ask him some important stuff, too. They did. I think for the most part, I'd give him like a 30% approval rating. Some of the press questions did actually do their jobs, including talking about schools.
What do you say to those teachers and principals and parents about school closings? And what can your administration do to help make up for learning loss for students?
First of all, I put in perspective the question you asked. Very few schools are closing.
Alternate headline, old man whispers at young woman.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
film
creepy.
11.
Yeah, that was kind of a creepy.
He does the lean in and the whisper.
And he does that whisper and it sounds, it's just creepy. It's I don't know. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. And I'm thinking, okay, very few schools are closing. Well, why don't you go talk to the teachers union in Chicago? I mean, they held up school for how long? They're still threatening to walk out. They have the kids so convinced in Chicago, or the kids are smart enough to think if we complain, kids in Chicago just walking out of school saying, no, we don't want to be here. It's unsafe.
Of course they are.
And I'm thinking, that's not why they're leaving. They're leaving because they don't want to be in school.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, come on. They want a day off.
Math test? Nah, I got the sniffles. Sorry.
Gotta go. See you later. Bye.
And the only reason why they're not all closed again is the pushback from parents. That's the only reason. They were teachers unions were ready to shut down again. And they're still trying.
And they're still trying. And I'm surprised they haven't won in Chicago, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
But
I think we all are.
Did you watch the beginning? He only spoke for, I don't know, it seemed like a couple of minutes. But when he said, it's been a year of challenges, but so many times we've made enormous progress. I've outperformed the expectations. And I went, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who told him?
I didn't overpromise. But I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
What?
The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where
he talked about COVID, and he said, the progress they've made, and you would have to have amazingly low expectations for that guy to consider that a success. That's amazing.
Yeah, because he was asked a couple of times about COVID and about how these different variants are coming, and we were slow to. You said you're going to fix it, and it's worse now than it was under the previous administration.
Oh.
He just kind of blows everything off. He did blame the Republicans, though.
Sure, of course.
It was their fault. It's Mitch McConnell's fault. It's the Republicans' fault for everything that's wonderful. He tried to say that his Build Back Better program was going to be great for inflation. I went, really? Okay. All right. And then he followed that with, you know what? Well, families are just going to have to get used to. I think they'd rather choose paying $5 a gallon of gasoline and $8 for a loaf of bread over not being able to pay their mortgage.
That's what?
I was like, what?
No one should be surprised by this, by the way. If you're surprised, you're clueless. This is exactly what they do, what they've always talked about doing, what they've always wanted to do. They don't care, and they're completely out of touch.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. No one's allowed to be shocked. Sorry. You can read. You can read, you can open up a book, go online and do a little bit of research. No one should be shocked by what the Democrats have done. No one. Not allowed to.
Oh, but he's not a socialist. Did you hear him say that, too?
I'm not Bernie Sanders.
I'm not Bernie. I love Bernie Sanders, but I'm not Bernie. I was like, okay. Sure about that one. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Well, have you seen any promos for NBC's Olympics coverage? It's kind of interesting. They're just starting now to kind of promote you know, some of the athletes they're going to feature. You know, Sean White, the Flying Tomato there, he's back.
And is Nathan Chen highlighted the figure skater?
Bit. But there's been less of that, and they're very, very quietly downplaying the Beijing part.
Do they even mention that they're going to China?
They do, but okay. It's not like, you know, Olympics Tokyo, Olympic right. Brazil, and not like they always do when they make it a feature. And maybe this is a reason why. Turns out NBC is not sending their anchors to Beijing. They're going to do it remotely like they did with like NFL coverage, where they were back in a studio watching the game on a monitor and just calling the game, and that's what they did for the broadcast.
Wow.
They're not sending them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. That speaks volumes, actually. They're going to send one person, Mike, what's his name, Tirico?
Yeah.
Because he hosts the opening ceremonies, but then he jumps back on a plane almost immediately because he's also doing the Super Bowl. So he does, when's the Super Bowl?
13th.
Okay. So they do opening ceremonies on, they said February 4th. He'll kick it off, and then he gets back on a plane and comes home. So
cool.
he's the, and I, it may be because it's a contractual thing with China. I have no idea, or with the Olympic Committee, but he's the only one going for maybe one day and then he leaves. I was like, okay.
The announcer teams, including figure skating, snowboarding, they'll be reporting live from a Connecticut facility.
Wow. So they're going to watch everything on TV.
They've done it before. They've done it with sports broadcasts throughout all this.
And it's done. Is it done well? I mean, it's.
I didn't like it. I could tell the difference.
Really?
I could always tell, especially with the NFL games.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They still have some hockey coverage doing that because Canada's, you know, a socialist lockdown country.
They're still, yeah, they're crazy.
Wow. Boy.
But it speaks volumes. So now we're not sending anybody, any representative from the United States. NBC is sending one guy to cover the opening ceremonies, and that's it. And
I wonder if Tirico was like,
what happened? I mean, did he get the short straw, or is it just because he was named the host and he's got to go? I got a feeling it was a contractual thing with the Olympic Committee that they had to send somebody.
NBC executives say our coverage will be first rate as usual, but our plans are evolving by the day. Yeah. You know what they're evolving into? We wish we didn't sign up for this thing.
Wow. Do we have these stories about the athletes?
Oh, yeah. They got to have the Bob Costas packages. A little girl who first found your first skate when she was 3 years old.
It'll be about that 13-year-old from New Jersey.
Oh,
I can't think of her name, but you're right.
Oh, he's so boring.
They used to be fun. Now that you're right, they're like,
oh, my God. And it's like a 15-minute package on.
I know.
These were the blocks she played with before she became a skier.
Yeah, and she wanted, she used to, you know, try to do it on her boots in the backyard. Jeez. Down a hill that she made. Okay.
Unbelievable. More bumbling Joe and angry Britney. She's free, she's wearing less clothes, and she's mad.
Makes you wonder.
That's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Karen's got more news, Jen, coming up at 7 o'clock. So what's coming up in that one?
Well, we heard a lot from President Biden yesterday.
Sure did.
We did also hear the White House is calling this the single largest investment in history into our Everglades. And they're giving the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over $1 billion to spend on Everglades restoration. But Congressman Brian Mast isn't happy because none of the money is going to build a reservoir south of Lake O, which is going to take the runoff and alleviate the toxic algae blooms. So here's Mast's quote. Today they announced they won't allocate even $1 to the reservoir, cementing the Biden administration's massive screw-up.
Wow.
End quote. That's a good question for the lieutenant governor. You're talking to her at 8:30 this morning. It's like, all this money, what are they going to spend it on if they're not going to build a reservoir?
Yeah, if you don't spend all that money correctly, it's a big waste,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. Oh, I'm coming up.
All right, Karen, thank you very much. Yeah, by the way, that's a good note. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, friend of the show, Jen, at 8:30-ish. Ish.
Yeah.
I'll put it at 8:33.
How do you like that? Wow, really? You're going, you're being bold today.
It's a guess.
Wow.
It's a guess. So that'll be great to ask her all kinds of stuff. I'd love to get her reaction to watching the Biden thing.
It should be interesting. Plus, you know what? In another thing we got to ask her is about the Hispanic vote. I mean, she is Hispanic, but they're saying Hispanic voters far below what the average American's polling is for the president and his performance.
Of course.
What is it? What is he at now? 30?
If you put all the polls together, he's just scraping by 30%.
Wow. And the Hispanic voters, apparently, they're even lower than that, which is not good for the Democratic Party. But don't worry, Bill, because he's outperforming what he was expected to do.
Boy,
I was like, wow, your ego's big, buddy.
This couldn't have gone any worse for him yesterday. I mean, he didn't come away with any positive votes. I mean, look at it this way. Did he gain any voters yesterday by speaking?
Oh, I think he lost a ton.
He only had to do it because, you know, they were on his case for not answering any reporters' questions. So, of course, they were all over it. There were some good questions. I mean, they ignored the border. That was atrocious.
They briefly touched on inflation, and that's when he had that stupid comment. Now, well, the American family, it's going to be a hard road. You know, I'm sure they'd rather pay $5 a gallon for gas than not be able to pay their mortgage. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
But after all this, how would you like to be a citizen in Ukraine this morning?
Oh, God.
As the president of the United States, still supposedly the most powerful person basically on earth.
Right.
Just gave Russia the complete green light invite to invade Ukraine.
Yeah, what is something about if it was a minor incursion,
yeah,
we'd do this. But if it's an all-out in attack, then he's going to see sanctions like he's never seen before. I'm like, really?
It's a piece of what he said.
We continue to bolster Ukraine's ability to defend itself and make clear the costs that the United States and Europe will impose on Moscow if it rejects the diplomatic path that we've laid out.
Okay, that's Blinken over there right now, while Biden was here talking about it, saying in so many words, well, if it's a minor incursion, you know, we won't really do anything about that. Huh?
So that means
what?
What's a minor incursion? They only go in 50 miles?
Yeah, and then we'll have just NATO fight it out.
Okay, sure.
No big deal. Wow. It's scary. It's really scary.
And I'm sure Vladimir Putin sat back and laughed at that comment and said, thank you, Mr. President, for being the twit that you are.
Did you guys see the damage control on that one, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the spin was in full effect.
Oh, my God. Jen Psaki had to come out and try to clarify. And
oh, forget about being a Ukraine citizen, Diener. How'd you like to be Jen Psaki today?
Oh, my gosh.
Clean up on aisle 5. Yeah, rough.
She has to do that all the time. And we said she was going to end up
being after
the
this?
Cleanup. Yeah, that was a disaster.
Well, even in the moment, too, a reporter asked Biden, well, are you saying you're okay with a minor incursion? And he goes, well, I guess it did sound like that, didn't it? Like, do you even understand what you're saying? You're the president of the United States, and you're saying, well, if it's a minor incursion, that's not that bad.
Listen, here's the deal.
There were there was a number of times where he got lost.
Oh, he did. Oh, well,
totally lost. And you could tell because he just stops, and there's like, and then he changes the subject.
Right.
It's like, okay.
How about this?
Look, maybe I'm kidding myself.
This is unedited.
As time goes on, the voter who...
I can't.
He couldn't get through it.
If aliens landed today and abducted me and said, take us to your leader, I'd say, no, I'm too ashamed. No, you don't want to see him. Trust me on this one.
We'll just stay here. Right. He did say, though, Kamala was going to be his running mate.
That's amazing.
I was shocked.
I mean, I know they have to say it, but they can't really be talking about trotting this guy out again. You got 3 years to go.
I know, and he's pretty unstable now. So yeah, well, you know what? He thinks he outperformed his first year. He's done better than most presidents. I'm like, okay.
What was one of the lines? I got to start acting more like a president.
Oh, he said, yeah. He goes, I was a senator for so long.
Yeah.
And I'm acting more like a senator. I have to tell myself, you're the president. You have to act more presidential.
Oh,
I have to act like the president. I was like, what?
That means more angry Joe. Get ready for it.
God.
We got some Britney news. She's free and she's angry.
Does this not make you think that maybe her family was right? I'm just throwing that out there.
Or maybe they're all just nuts.
Yeah, that could be it.
There's a big rift apparently, and Britney Spears has sent a cease and desist order to her sister. She's the only celebrity I care about because I find Britney Spears fascinating. Her lawyer sent Jamie Lynn. Remember Jamie Lynn?
Yeah, that's her little sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cease and desist order telling her to stop, quote, publicly airing false or fantastical grievances.
Wow.
To sell copies of a new autobiography. They're all just money grubbers.
You know what? Yeah, when there's a question, what I always tell you, follow the money. What did she say? She said that she was trying to say that she always supported her sister but you know, there were times her sister went like maybe haywire. I forgot what the words were, but I guess it was not very flattering for Britney.
Britney, in the meantime, all over social media going after her whole family again. So it's become like, she'll get a show out of this. Watch.
Oh, she probably will.
Britney versus the Spears. As long as they bring this guy back.
Leave Britney alone!
All right, we got more Joe Bumblefest.
Oh, God.
Coming
up
next.
Please, please.
Is it time to bring back the reporter hit by the car next?
Yeah, she's too good not to. Yeah.
And she's totally fine.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking about her if she wasn't fine yet, but she's like the ultimate employee. Like, talk about dedication. Not me. I would have gone home.
What a trooper. All of that stuff. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.